All right. Well, good morning, all. Call to order this session of the Alaska State Legislature's Legislative Council. Today is August 7, 2014. Time is shortly after 10 o'clock in the morning. Madam Secretary, would you please call a roll of our committee?
Representative Chenault. Representative Gruenberg.
Present.
Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Pruitt.
Here.
Representative Stoltz. Representative Wilson.
Here.
Senator Huggins. Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Dunleavy.
Here.
Senator Egan. Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Oh, sorry. Vice Chair Machicki. Chair Hawker.
Present. So with this count, we have a quorum to conduct business. We have one item on our agenda today. It's a expansion of the current year's work on the Capitol building seismic retrofit and exterior renovation. Wayne, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Wayne, if you could introduce yourself, and what I'd ask you to do for our committee members is give them a brief on what you've accomplished with the project to date and what your request for us to consider is today.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Wayne Jensen. I'm architect with Jensen Yorbalot Architects in Juneau, the architect for the renovation project. The project this year for 2014 is under contract with Austin Construction Company, who is the construction manager, general contractor, CMGC, contract for this project. The project involves primarily the demolition work and the structural work on the west side, the Main Street side of the Capitol, as well as the construction work on the infills, little alcoves in the courtyard. And that work is going on well. Most of the demolition work is done now. They're doing the structural work in the alcoves and preparing for the structural work on the west side. So the project going along well and on schedule. Which brings up the request that we have before you today, in that the request made prepared by Dawson Construction is to increase the amount of work for this year by including the north end of the west wing in the project. It was not initially scheduled for being done this year, but because things are going along well, there's the opportunity to include that work this year. A couple of the reasons for proposing this is that it takes work that would have been scheduled for the beginning of the 2015 construction year and moves it ahead in the schedule to this year. That obviously decreases the amount of work that we have yet to do on the project. There's a lot of work that has yet to be done in 2015 and 2016 to stay on schedule, and anything that we can do that accelerates that schedule just lessens the amount of work that is yet to be done. So there's an advantage in that regard. There's another advantage in that the masonry contractor who will be installing all the brick and the finish work on the west side of the building has said that it would be better if there wasn't demolition work going on immediately adjacent to their work next year. And this would then prevent that potential adjacency by moving the demolition and the construction work, seismic work, around to the courtyard rather than having it immediately adjacent to the west side of the building. So there's a couple of advantages to doing that. I think it's we've reviewed the cost. We think it's a reasonable cost proposal to do this work. We think it's a really proactive proposal by the contractor. You know, they're under contract to be the general manager as well as the construction manager, and we think this is a proactive approach that they've taken to accelerate that work and you know, maybe make things a little smoother for next year. So we recommend this, and I'm available for any questions.
Okay, thank you, Wayne. And I know we've got a couple of members with questions, maybe more specifically about what you've learned in the work to date here, and maybe even some on the proposed additional work. So I think Representative Pruitt and then Senator Meyer.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So I just wanted to make kind of get an understanding. You know, before we got into this, we did not know what to expect. What have you learned, and what is it better than what we feared? Is it worse? I mean, what have we? What's been your experience so far?
Through the Chair, Representative Pruitt. What we found is that the general construction is in pretty good shape. The concrete, not surprises, but that is.
Wayne, we're losing you there.
Can you hear me?
Let's try that again from the top.
Okay. I'll try that. I'll speak a little louder. We removed all the brick and stone from the building. That went very clean.
Wayne, it's not working for some reason. You start well, and then we lose you. Are you on speakerphone, or do you have a regular?
I'm on a cell phone. Let's see. Let's try one more.
Can you try it again?
Try going on a speaker.
See what works.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
You're coming in fine at the moment.
Okay. Let me try again. The demolition work has gone very well this summer. The concrete frame that was exposed is in good shape. So the concrete in the building is in good shape. We found there's some discrepancy in the plumbness of the building, that the concrete was out of plumb a little bit, but not beyond reason, and we're able to deal with that. So all in all, things have gone well. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're proposing increasing the amount of work for this year, is because we haven't found any major problems. We found minor problems, but not anything that we didn't really, any scale that we didn't anticipate.
Senator Meyer, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I just need to get kind of back into the schedule here of the whole project. I always get confused on my directions when I'm in Juneau. So is the west, north, now you're talking the northwest part, is that the House Finance area?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't approve this, Mr. Chairman.
Might be good news.
No, I remember even when I was in the House Finance, there was water coming down from the roof, so it needs some work. So but on the east side then of the building, east northeast, is that scheduled for next year? Because I'm more familiar with that side now, and I know we had snow and rain and all sorts of stuff coming through the windows there. That's scheduled for next year? Is that correct?
Senator Meyer, through the chair, yes, the work scheduled next year. Includes yard work and much of the east wing as possible. And then the following year would include the remainder of the east wing and all of the front of the building, the front side.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. I'm glad to hear you're making good progress. I would like to hear from Senator Egan, who's there every day, and see what get feedback from him as well.
So we'll do that later. Senator Egan, Representative Hawker here, could you give us an on-site inspection report?
Yeah,
found Wayne and our building manager, Jeff, and the contractor, Dawson. They've been great people to work with. The contractors worked really well. I think they're ahead of schedule. They're doing yeoman's work, and they're trying to keep noise to a minimum. And we're still doing public tours of the building, every day. And just everything's worked very, very well, and I'm very impressed. And I would recommend Wayne's suggestion.
Thank you, Senator. Representative Johnson, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple things, and I'm pretty sure this is covered in the original RFP, but there's no need to change the RFP to change this. I just want to be on record to make sure that we're still within the procurement code, and I know the answer, I think, but I want to for sure have it on the record that we are, in fact.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Pam Barney, Executive Director of the Legislative Affairs Agency. Through the chair, Representative Johnson, we just need to do an amendment to the contract, and it does talk about additional work that we can change the contract. So our legal section has looked at it. I believe Doug Gardner's online, but we've fully, vetted this with legal services, and they already have an amendment drafted, and I believe that's in your packet.
And Mr. Chairman, if I understand the scope of the work, we're basically just moving money from the future to today so that we get a head start. So we're really not adding any money to the project. We're just shifting the year in which it will be used.
That would be correct.
Okay.
And before we go forward, Doug Gardner, are you online?
I am, Representative Hawker.
Doug Gardner, if you could introduce yourself for the record and also provide a quick response to Representative Johnson's question.
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, Doug Gardner, Director of Legal Services, we participated extensively in the drafting of this contract, and just as a review update, the contract contemplated at the end of this construction season, as we were winding down, that Dawson would provide us with numbers for the rest of the project, and it contemplated that this construction season we would do the Main Street side primarily and do the rest of the project as it's scheduled. And so we bid the entire job with a waypoint in the middle for better pricing once, as Representative Pruitt's questions went to the issue of site conditions and other things. And so this contract always contemplated the remainder of the pricing and the remainder of the job being completed. I'm very comfortable that the procurement procedures and AS 3630 are being complied with. And as I think Executive Director Varney said, the council just needs to decide whether they want to jump on the opportunity right now and spend some of that money now and get ahead. And so really, I feel comfortable that the procurement procedures have been followed. We need to either authorize or not authorize an amendment at this time, but I'm comfortable that either way, council will be within their authority.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Follow-up, or not a follow-up, but an additional question, maybe?
Representative Johnson, sir.
Also on the timing, I want to make sure that we're not getting into the legislative session by extending this. We have enough hammering going on without the external jackhammering on the outside of the building. So will this be done prior to the start of the legislative session? And I guess this is a question for anybody that can
Wayne,
answer.
Wayne, if you might answer that.
Yeah, yes, the intent is for the work to be completed this year in October or early November, as originally anticipated. This is work that the added would just, it'll all be completed. They will be moved after the legislative session, then gear up and end of the next session work in 2015.
Okay, you broke up really badly there. Can you try that again quickly?
Okay, I'll try it again. The work is still with the original schedule, which completes completion of this year's work in
Wayne, you're breaking up. The answer is yes, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Correct.
One more.
Representative Johnson.
It seems to me that if we are able to do this in somewhat of an expedited manner, it would seem to me that if we're not demolishing and constructing side by side, there's an opportunity for it to be a cost savings in this. Is that somewhat of an accurate assessment? Certainly the construction guys are going to have to go rebuild something that vibrated loose during the demolition. So is this going to save us any money by doing this? Anyone?
Is Gary Hovde online?
Can you hear me now?
Go for it again.
Okay, this is Wayne Jensen. I think the biggest advantage is it will save time. It may save some money, but I can't say that true. But it definitely will save time, which could potentially save money as well.
Thank you. That's all I've got.
Does anyone online have questions?
This is Chair.
Yeah, this is Stevens.
Gary, sir, Senator Stevens, please.
Thank you, sir. I had a chance to be down in Juneau for some things about a week ago or so and saw the adjective material, and it's really impressive to see what they've been doing. And what's really impressive is that the structure of that old building, the skeleton, is so amazing when they built it so long ago that it's just slightly out of plumb. But there was one concern I had about, I'm not sure I understood Wayne's comment. Are you saying that, Wayne, that if we do this now, there'll be no demolition next year, and that wouldn't interfere with the brickwork? I think that's what I understood you to say. Is that true?
Senator Stevens, through the chair, there will be demolition next year. It just won't be taking place immediately adjacent to the new brickwork, which will be going on next year.
I see. Our demolition next year is what I mean. I had a chance to meet with Senator Egan while I was down there. With all the noise going on, he was shouting to me probably more than he ever has, so I'm not sure what's helping his hearing.
Thanks a lot, Senator.
Gentlemen, other questions online?
Mr. Chair, this is Representative Gruenberg.
Representative Gruenberg, sir, please continue.
Thank you. I have two questions. The first is for Mr. Jensen. Mr. Jensen, through the chair, if this is approved, is there any reasonable possibility that it would yield additional exposure of the interior construction during the winter, and that might weaken the structure?
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, no, it won't expose the inside of the building to the elements. The areas that will be repaired will be repaired to the same level as they are on the west side, or there will be temporary construction in a small area that will prevent exposure to the elements.
Okay, Mr. Chair, the second one is to it deals with the appropriation process. Will this require an additional appropriation in FY15?
So, Pam, I'll let you respond there.
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, the legislature has capital money set aside, and so we have sufficient funds for this project.
Thank you.
Further questions online? Hearing see none. Before we put this to a vote, I'd ask if we've got any dissenters, please, just like to know so that we can be sure we can keep moving on this. Okay, well, hearing see none, a roll call vote would be in order, but we're going to require a motion first, and my motion maker, Senator Meyer.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the Legislative Council authorize the chair to amend the contract entered into April 24th, 2014 by the Legislative Affairs Agency and Dawson Construction, Inc. for Alaska State Capital Seismic Retrofit Exterior Renovation Phase 2 to expand the scope of work and increase the contract amount in the amount of $650,000.
Okay. I am going to take a brief at ease at this time before we take that vote, as Representative Chenault wanted to be online for that. I'll make sure we get him online, then we'll come back on, make sure we've got everybody, and conclude our vote. Okay, we're back online, and I appreciate the indulgence of the committee as Representative Chenault is involved in some personal and family business and is unable to participate fully in the meeting here, but we're glad to have him back online. So the question before the committee is the approval for the chair to amend the contract entered into April 24th, 2014 with Dawson Construction for the State Capitol Seismic Retrofit and Exterior Renovation Phase 2, expanding the scope of work and increasing the contract amount in the amount of $650,000. So, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Gruenberg.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Pruitt.
Yes.
Representative Wilson. Representative Wilson. Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Dunleavy. Senator Dunleavy. Senator Egan.
Yes.
Senator Meyer.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hawker.
Yes.
Nine yeas and zero nays.
So on a vote of nine yeas and zero nays, the motion has been approved. Appreciate it. That's all the business we had before the council today, unless there's anything any of our members would like to bring up at this time. Hearing see none, we are adjourned.
Hey, gentlemen.
This is Peggy, and I just got cut off right when I was supposed to say yes, so sorry about that.
Peggy, we made it. We squeaked it without you.
Okay.
Thank you.